Hey there, welcome to Trans Experience, the podcast where real people from the trans community get together to share their stories, struggles, and victories.
Get ready for some genuine and relatable conversations that dive into the heart of the trans experience and beyond.
We have so much to share, so grab your headphones and let's dive into the awesome and diverse world of becoming and living our own truth.
Happy Pride from Trans Experience to everyone out there. Hopefully you guys are having fun and keeping it safe. We wanted to take extra time to thank all of our listeners and say that we really appreciate your support. Thank you for your dedication and loyalty to our episodes. With no further ado, here is the conclusion of Trans Woman and Representation. Hope you guys enjoy it.
Would you ever recommend someone that is trans over someone else for a job?
No.
Okay.
Like, well, in a sense, like, I don't want to say that, like, no, but
you're based off qualifications.
Yeah, like, if you came in with the drive, it's given. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get it. Like, yeah. I want to see that. I want to see when I went into my interview, I gave that. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, they're like, yes, we want you. And I feel like that's where people get it misconstrued in the transgender community.
Yeah.
Like, because we are half high positions in our thing, they think, oh, that's like, it's a slap on the wrist. We're going to get you in.
Yeah.
No, I feel like I worked hard and I worked hard for these people to pick me.
Yeah.
So I want you to come in with that same attitude, that same drive. And I'm going to do my best in trying to get you where you need to be. So you know?
So you mean like no affirmative action in the workplace? No, I mean, because I think it's because in all honesty, there's not a single topic that we've covered in these 17 episodes that a cisgendered heterosexual person can't relate to also. And that's why I say all the time, trans experience is the human experience. But when it comes to stuff like this, because I feel like when other real sisters hear like that you have these positions, now they're kind of expecting, I've already heard from two when they found out I had this job, that they're expecting to kind of get in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, you can apply, and if it comes across the desk, then we'll go there.
Yeah.
But for me to push it through for you because of your transgenderedness, I can't do that.
Yeah.
I can't get behind that.
Then
I had a little bit of guilt over it for, you know, a couple of days. Like, I felt guilty. Like, what if someone gave me? Nobody gave me the opportunity, though. I had to work for it.
That's what I'm telling
you. Know?
Like, that's what exactly what I'm saying. Like, I had to work for it.
So then let's say that you are, you know, so there's a lot of people that, go ahead.
So what I was going to say on that is, here's the thing. If you qualify for the job, then fuck yes, get it.
Yeah.
If you're my friend, don't expect me to hand you something.
Yeah.
Because if you're truly my friend, you know exactly how I am.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got to be by merit, not because we're friends.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're friends, you're not going to put me in that position to
say,
like, hey, you know what I mean? And at the end of the day, it's like, when we say bring representation and that we open doors, I don't mean I hand it to you.
Mm-hmm. No.
I don't mean I'm like, okay, now come on over and have a seat. And like, no, you still have to work for your things, right? The only reason we can hold the positions that we held today is because girls back then were able to establish themselves.
Yeah.
Like, we never went up to them, or then they were like, hey. No, they said, look, I opened the door. The only thing we need is someone inside.
Yes.
Because the minute, for example, in the position that you're in, the minute a trans girl is in the position of authority, then that leaves room for somebody else to come in and be in that position.
And I have a responsibility to not only do a good job because I want to do a good job, but now that if I do a great job, that leaves the door open for other trans people.
Exactly.
You know, not just trans women, but all trans people. Anyone that is non-binary or trans or in that spectrum, like if I do a great job, they're going to get, you know what, then their gender and their identity has nothing to do with their job qualification. You know what I mean? Because like right now, I know my aunt who has a job and she has a couple of trans girls that work for her, and she says all the time that they come in kind of with a chip on their shoulder and this attitude, like they deserve certain things because they're trans. And she's like, I'm trying to explain to them that that's not how this works.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get better shifts just because you're trans.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And they're not understanding that. And so that's why I think that, you know, the representation, it helps. But like you were saying, the representation does not mean that I'm going to give you anything.
Mm-hmm. No, my representation is I'm working here.
It shows that it's possible.
Exactly. And I think that one of the things, and again, back to the representation part, these girls that are going to places with a chip on their shoulder thinking that they're entitled to something, they don't realize it, but they're actually closing doors for girls like
us. Yeah, they really.
Because then what happens, again, we already are considered the Karens of the world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We complain about this. And I'm not saying, like, look, girl, if you need to stand up for yourself, I'll be the first one backing you up.
Yeah. But
I cannot go into a job and demand privileges and feel entitled, and then turn around like, it's because I'm transgender that they don't love me. Mm-hmm. I've said this before, like, I used to think that everyone was evil and mean to me and they were fucked up because I was trans, because prior to trans, I was gay. And then I came into recovery and then I realized that it had nothing to do with my identity nor my gender. The problem was that I was a bitch. You know what I mean? That was straight out the simple fucking problem.
Yeah, same.
But me saying I'm trans, I know why I went like this. Me saying. I don't know how that happened. But me saying like, oh, it's because I'm trans, it's because I'm gay. That was just me utilizing that as an excuse for my bad behavior.
You're selfish.
And that's exactly. And I don't think that that's right either. Because the minute I act out at work or act out in any other place, people don't just see LG. People see all trans women. And now they're going to criticize everyone according to my behavior.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean. Like, when it comes to representation, it's a responsibility that we have to take with care, because if we don't, we may be shutting doors for the girls that are coming.
You're not maybe, you are shutting doors. And it's unfortunate, though, because the society reacts to it that way. Because the minute we do come off that way, they don't care that we've had all this trauma. You know, and this goes for people that aren't born trans, you know. Nobody cares about the trauma you got through to get to this point. Nobody cares, like, why is she so defensive? Nobody asks those questions. It's simply, like you're saying, we are the Karens of the world. And it's so sad, you know, and I think that it makes me try to be even more accepting of people and their situations and their backgrounds, because if this is your reaction to this news, I can't imagine some bad news. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it just makes me feel like, oh, man, don't give them any shitty news because they're going to lose their fucking marbles.
Exactly.
So,
and I also feel like that people need to take consideration that when you are a trans person and you are trying to be a representative of some side of something, that you educate the people that are around you. You know what I'm saying? Don't force it on them. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't go in there and be like, oh, you need to call me she, or I'm pronoun, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't put something on people to make them feel like that's what they need to do.
Yeah.
I feel like when I go in there, I'll be like, well,
I would love to get the pronoun debate. Yeah. You all know.
But I'll be like, my name is da da da, and I go by her, she, whatever. And you know, that's, and then, and like, when you educate them like that, you don't have to keep going back on it and then telling them over and over in these places. And I feel like the girls nowadays, when, like the kid, like she's saying the Karen part, they do that a lot now. It's like, you're trying to check somebody, don't check them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I was telling my roommate the other day, because she was saying, well, I went into the front office and she kept calling me sir. And I said, well, if she said that to you, why didn't you educate her? And then she's like, what do you mean? I said, well, if she would have called me sir, I would have said, and then when she asked me a question, I'd be like, yes, sir. I would have did that right back to her and made her ass feel real salty. And then she would have educated, it would have switched her thought process up real quick. Like, okay, now she knows I'm not playing with her.
Yeah.
And then I would have, every time she said, I'm like, you know, like, thank you. Yes, sir. You're welcome, sir. I would have been just like that. And that's the evil bitch in me. You know what I'm saying? I'm that type of girl. I would do that. And I feel like that's.
It gets aggravating.
Yeah,
it does. But I don't correct people.
I don't have to.
It bugs me. Don't get me wrong. But I don't correct them. And I mean, because I'm not going to see this person ever again in my lifetime. 9 times out of 10.
But that's what I'm talking about, the education part.
Yeah.
You're not going to see them again, but you're allowing her to do that to another girl whenever she sees her again.
So now, if it was somebody like your landlord or whatever you would call it, like the lady in the office, I probably would have, because I do have to see them again, and I do want to educate them. But if it's someone that's Joe Schmo pumping gas, fucking fill my car up too, asshole. You know, like, I don't care.
That's right, bro.
Fist bump!
Okay, so for myself, when it comes to the whole pronouns and shit, here's the thing.
Pronouns and shit, she said.
I've said this before. Those pronouns,
Karen.
Those pronouns are there for them to refer to me, not for me to identify as who I am. I already know who I am. And sometimes people make a mistake, you know, and it's totally understandable. And sometimes other people are just have malicious intentions and they want to ruin your day. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I am not, here's the thing, guys. Like, I will not allow somebody to come and ruin my beautiful, wonderful fucking Sunday afternoon just because they're having a bad day and they don't agree with what I do. That's something they got to deal with. I think I don't know if I shared this with you guys. One time I was at work and one of the guys was arguing with another one of my coworkers. And I go outside, you know, me trying to be like peace and love. And I'm like, come here, so-and-so. Like, let me try to talk to you. This motherfucker turns around and he's like, fuck you, you fucking faggot. And blah, blah, blah. Now, here's the thing. There were like three other guys, clients right there. And they turned and looked at me as if I was a prime minister of the LGBTQ+ trans fucking representative.
The prime minister.
Yeah. And they gave me that look like, you better say something. Now, I'm sipping my coffee, bitch. This motherfucker's having a bad day, and I'm having a wonderful day. I look at them and I was like, I better not. Because I understand that he was frustrated, and he doesn't have any tools to deal with his frustration or with his behavior. I do.
But his tools was to call you a...
Here's a... Hold on. The one with the most tools is the one that has more bigger responsibility, because I am not going to sit there and argue with someone that, first of all, is frustrated, is not willing to listen, and is just trying to express a feeling that he doesn't know how else to do it. Luckily for me, I've gone through the recovery process, the 12 steps and all of that. I've done all the work on myself that I'm able to withhold and not snap and not react impulsively to whatever somebody else's comment may be. If need may be for me to correct someone, then yeah, for example, if my boss was coming every single day, actually, I cannot say, hey, bro, because that's what I say to everyone too. But like, if he was calling me out of the gender, out of the pronoun that I would prefer to be called, then definitely I would have that conversation with him because it's needed, but I wouldn't be like demanding it. I am in a workplace, so I behave accordingly. If I'm at the store and somebody else, like you said, if I'm not going to see them again, you have a good day too, bro.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like, I don't react in a sense where I'm like, oh, how dare you? Mm-hmm. It's more like, oh, okay, they said that. Like, it definitely catches my attention, and it definitely stands out more. But, like, with my family, like, God bless them, because they make an active effort to not. But they slip up sometimes. Like, today we're at a pool party for my aunt's birthday, and ton of fun, whatever. But, like, you know, my cousin was talking about me, and they go, oh, will you grab him one too? And then she looked at me, and I was like, it's fine. You know, because, like, I know the intention isn't, you know, to do that, to misgender me in a way. But at the same time, I also feel like pronouns are mine. Like, I don't understand why people get so upset when people are misgendered, unless it's done in a malicious way.
It's the insecurity sometimes.
Well, yeah, and I want the, and I don't think it was the 12 steps that helped me with this also. I think it was just time that helped me understand this. You know, I don't think I went through anything in the big book or the 12 steps that really showed me, like, how should I react when people call me a guy?
See, so how do you guys represent that in a place where, if it is, like, for our generation coming up, how do we fix
that? I feel like
that?
If you make it a bigger deal than it is, it's going to stay a big deal. Mm-hmm. And I think the reason we're in this kind of hodgepodge of a mess that we're in with these pronouns is because of people making it a big deal. But it's for you, you know? And if people that respect you and want to be in your life, they're going to ask you, why do you want me to call you?
I was watching this TikTok today. And
was it the Dylan Mulvaney?
No, no, but it was these guys. It was a couple of heterosexual guys in a car. And it was like in New York. They were pulling up in a police car. But on the police car, it had a trans flag.
On the police car?
On the police car.
What?
And the guys pulled up next to it. They had the camera, and they were like, wow, look, we have a trans police officer. And it was a black guy with a black woman with a blonde hair. So she rolls the window down, and then he said, so do you guys identify as police officers?
Why? I've not seen that. That's funny.
But see, and this is what I love. See, when we see little shit like that, rather than to be offended.
Yeah.
I mean, learn to laugh. That's about funny. That shit. You know what I mean?
And what I was trying to say was, he wasn't saying it to be malicious. He was just like trying to prove a point. Like, we get it. Like, we understand that you identify as what you are. You know what I'm saying? And we don't like police. So it's like, you know, like, we get it. Like, yeah. And she was laughing so hard in the car. It was so funny.
That's funny.
What I think is that we need to learn to fucking just relax and have fun, bro. Like, if we allow a simple three-letter or two-letter word to get our panties in a bunch. Mm-hmm. Like, we need more growth to do.
Yeah.
Again, mental health. We need to work on those things.
I think it comes with the level of acceptance, too. Yes, you know, within definitely. Yourself. Like, you have to really be comfortable in your own skin to understand that these people, either they don't care, which is fine, or they don't know, mm-hmm. which is fine. You know, but people are allowed to not give a shit about my pronouns. Like, that's their prerogative. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not going to affect, it used to. Don't get me wrong, I would love to sit here and act like I'm Miss Pollyanna with this, but I'm not. But it took me, probably 2 years ago, when I finally just kind of let go of it. You know, I really just let go of it. I was Elsa, let it go. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
Do you want to build a snowman?
I do. But anyways, because they're fun. So I had to let it go, though.
See, like, and one of the things I like that you said is because there's many routes where you can learn how to grow. There's self-help books, there's therapy, there's counseling. For myself, it was AA because they taught me how to be accountable and that the only person that was responsible for me was me, mm-hmm. nobody else. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You were able to find it with through time. You were able to find it. How did you find your comfortness and your own?
She's still trying to throw hands to the landlord. What are you talking about?
No, that wasn't me. That was that was my roommate.
She was fighting. She was fighting the fight with the other girl.
I'm a neutral person. I think like what LG said, like being in recovery and being in AA has taken me to the place in my life. Like, I know it's me, you know what I'm saying? I know I play the big major fact in everything. Like, so if there's something wrong, I feel like I can either play it two ways. Either I can get defensive or I can back my ass up, shut the fuck up and just let that shit ride out. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's the best shit to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so I've learned that. And having LG here, like when we talk about certain situations where I kind of like, you know, get in those positions, I remember like, dang, like I could have easily went to jail. Mm-hmm. I could have easily went to jail. But then being in AA has taught me that I have to do my I have to do the steps. I have to work it. And I have to be able to sit back and listen to my inner thoughts and let them just be thoughts. You know what I'm saying? And not let them act in impulse or act in actions. Like, and so that's where I go with this. Like, when I'm in certain situations, like, I want to be, I'm more of a goofy person. Mm-hmm. If it offends me, I'm going to laugh.
Yeah.
Because I don't want it to dwell in my mind and I don't want to hold that.
Yeah. But, I have a question. So how do you feel about role models? Are they the same as representation?
Is it like role playing?
With yourself. No, but I mean, do you see role models as the same as representation, or do you see that as something different?
I have some trans women that are role models, mm-hmm. but I also have like
Wonder Woman?
Other individuals.
I love her.
You know that the original Wonder Woman is actually half Mexican? Just saying.
So Linda Carter, who played the original Wonder Woman, actually babysat my uncle. When he was a baby.
Okay, she
isn't
just,
that crazy?
She just have to talk me.
Isn't
that
crazy?
Like, well,
and I'm not even a top.
I went to school
no,
with Moses.
No, no, no. I never met her anything, but yeah, he told me that.
Oh my God, is Jesus.
No, and I talk to him every day.
So do you think, but do you see that role models and representation are the same thing, or are they different things to you?
No, to me it's different things. Representation means I'm able to see myself
the education
in
part.
Movies, in movies, at the workplace, you know, at the farmer's market, being able to see me and being able to see other people so I don't feel so alone and so that I can gain perspective as to how should I behave, what should we, you know what I mean, like mm-hmm. learn from them.
Yeah.
I think that role models are more like who I inspire to be. Mm-hmm. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
For example, there's a lot of pastors and preachers, females and males, that I look up to. There's this one Mexican actress, her name was Maria Felix, and she was like a really strong character. She was like the Elizabeth Taylor of you know, for our culture, but she was more, she had her way.
Was she more
in
like
her place.
Elizabeth Taylor.
No, but she was such a strong character woman, you know, like, and that's who I inspired to be, because of my mother having such a strong character. You get what I'm saying? Like, to me, my role models. That's like AOC, Jasmine
Crockett from Texas.
Yes.
Girl.
Yes.
Yes. Girl.
Yes.
Love her. Yes.
Shout out Jasmine Crockett, baby. We love you.
Yeah.
Bleach.
She will.
What is it?
Beach blonde, built bat.
Bleach blonde, bad build, butch body.
Nailed it.
Yeah, I love it. And that's like a, like, that's a riddle for me. With this accent. That
and
was
she
like,
came up with that on the fly.
Yeah, right on the point.
Well, so how are you?
I wanted to say, like, representation is more like of a...
You say education?
Yeah, I was going to say that. Like, it's more of education to me because it's like a knowledge. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Like, you're learning how to, like... get people onto the scale with you to just be like, okay, this is how this goes.
Mm-hmm.
This is how it's like a guideline, mm-hmm. you know?
So they feel like they belong.
Yeah, and okay. then like more of role models is more of like a hands-on thing. Like, so in me being a role model, if I have somebody and they see me doing it, they get to do it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, almost like an educator too. Like,
yeah.
it's still, I honestly, what I wanted to say is I feel like they're both the same. It's just a different form of, level of
a different expression,
like a level of wording it, you know what I'm saying? So
okay.
it's like I really feel like they're both the same. It's just how you go about it,
because
you can represent yourself, or you can, you know, you can be a role model to other people.
Yeah. What about for you, Miss Maddie?
I think representation is more about my actions, and being a role model is more about my behaviors. And I think that those are kind of, you know, different as far as like my choice is to continue for a higher education.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's kind of more in the line of being representative in the group and a community of people. Whereas being a role model, people I look up to as role models, it's like, okay, so I saw them do it their way and they got there. So I know it's possible. So how do I get myself there? You know, it's like a level of, you know, something like my role model is Taylor Swift. And I'll just say
okay.
it out loud because the woman, can single-handedly change the GDP of a country with a concert.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
But this is, and I,
the amount of money it takes to change the GDP of a country, though, that's insane.
I want you to, because this is a topic that we've had before. This
mm-hmm.
is something that we talked about before, and I want people to think that we, well, it's Taylor Swift, yay! Woo-hoo.
No.
I want you to explain to them why is it that you look up to Taylor Swift as a role model, especially with the degrees that you have.
So the things that this woman can do, and she, let's be clear, she only does music. That's it. You don't see her doing all kinds of movies and all kinds of ads, and she's not doing commercials for Nike. And, you know, she's literally just writing songs and singing them to people. But because of the ability to reach the people that she reaches with her lyrics, she is able to do these concerts and change the economic value of a country. These countries that have no money almost, you know, these people are literally spending a year's worth of their income on a ticket to see Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
People are flying into these countries. She's bringing more money into these third world countries than they've ever known. There was a country recently, and I don't want to misspeak on it, but I forget which one it is, but there was a country recently that was begging her to come because they knew just one night, even though they knew she would do three, because that's how she does her concerts, even one night would give their country economic relief. And you don't hear about that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's more than just a positive influence. That is dynamic and life-changing for people. You know, these small businesses that are trying to make it happen in these farmers markets in these third world countries, they're going to get more traction of people in their little store in those 3 days than they will for the entire year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all because they want to see this woman sing a song. Are you kidding me? Like, that is another level. You know, it takes nothing. And I think that it needs to be, you know, noted that, like, she's not a role model because I want to be a famous singer. She's a role model because she is making so many positive changes for the world that we live in, and not asking for any credit for it either. Just singing her songs. That's all she wants to do. You know, and I think that there's something to be said for that. You know, I want to be able to be a powerful, impactful leader where I'm at, so I can be a good representation leader in my trans community.
Agreed.
Great. Fun. What? Oh, hi, this is Madison. Welcome to Trans Geeks. Oh, no, we're done with that? Okay. We're ending it. So, Maddie.
So, what's your takeaway from today?
My takeaway is that I have a responsibility to the community that I'm part of, and that is to always show up and do my best.
Amen. What about you, Tay?
I have a responsibility of educating people so that when I do go into places, I can represent to the most up highest of my community.
Amen to that. I think that the one thing that I took away, and it was
LG, what did you take away from today?
Well, I'll tell you.
I do know what I took today, and it was thanks to, like, you know, like, I was speaking before the we started recording, was how each of us represent different geographics, as well as race, ethnicity, creed, and all of that. And
is that the National Geographic book?
I'm just kidding.
I just wanted to.
She's super.
She's a killer.
God, grant me this. No, being able to understand that just because someone represents me or because someone is my role model doesn't mean that I need to become them. Mm-hmm. I need to use them and learn from them so that I can become my true self. That representation and being someone's role model is not shaping them into who you want them to be, but it's more shaping yourself in who you want to become and become more comfortable with yourself. And I think that at the end of the day, when it comes to representation, that's what it is. You know, it's learning how to be ourselves in the best way possible by learning and watching other people that are role models in my life. For myself, Tay, Maddie, and Callie, as well as Ms. Regina, Jay, and so many other girls that I cannot mention right now because I can't remember their names because I'm old and I've done drugs. But, like, you guys are my role models. You know what I mean, I'm going to school right now and you getting your bachelor's, you getting your master's and you doing all of this, like, motivates me to do things. You know what I mean? So I'm grateful for that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Take what you need and leave what you don't. Okay. Nailed it.
And be the Karen.
Don't be a Karen.
Don't be a Karen.
Don't be
please
a Karen.
Don't be. Especially if you're a trans bitch.
Yeah,
don't be a
Karen. And if you're a Karen, stop that shit.
Okay,
get a new haircut.
Please.
Stop that, sir.
Stop that, sir. I hate it. I hate it.
All right. And this has been Trans Experience. My name is LG.
This is Madison.
This is Tayden.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another episode. We hope you enjoyed it and will find the time to leave a comment with your feedback.
You can like us and follow us on facebook.com/transexperience3.
Also, feel free to email us at transexperience3@gmail.com. Thank you.